This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mishnah Yom, we are in Kelim Yud, Mishnah Dalet. Today we'll do Yud through Dalet and Hey and Vav, which we did on Shabbos. And we will today, we'll do Zion. I think we're going to do Ches also. I don't know if we'll make it there because these are hard Mishnahs. So. They're hard. It's five. It might be a little bit too much for us today. We'll see. We're definitely going to do Dalet through Zion. Yud, Dalet, Yad through Yaz. Maybe we'll also do Yach. Let's get going. Okay, the first three we're going to do on more of a rapid pace because we did them yesterday. Let's go. Hakador, the ball, Vapikas. And also another type of ball. How did you translate Pikas?
Gypsy.
No. What's
the ball?
Yeah, the second word. The Pikas. They translated it as. Ball. All right. Of Gemir reed grass. The first one was made out of what? Woven material. Use it for children to play with. The second one, made of reeds. And you made them. Fine. Use them as a stopper, as a cover for your jug. Okay? Does that qualify for tzamid psil? Says the Mishnah. You put on top of the chavis. Now we have a klal that only someone which is not makabel tumah could act as tzamid psil. This is not considered makabel tumah. Why? It's not of kli. Even though it's made of begadim, it's not makabel tumah. Why? Once you made them into a ball, you're batel their chashivas, and they're not makabel tumah anymore. Zok the Mishnah vayter. If you then tarred, you plastered it on from the sides. Who would patch it there? Lo yitzil does not save as some of psil. Hashemerech malam matan. You do a top bottom. Why? Why do you have to plaster top bottom? Why? We say because it has holes in it. It's very holy. It's very holy.
Religious piece of bull.
Yeah, it's a religious piece of bull. Exactly. Doesn't really act as a stopper. Okay. Good. You have to stop it up. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Ad Shemreich Mel Malon Ulamatan. You have to on top and above, on top and down below. V'chein b'matlishol beged. And the same thing applies with a shmata from a beged. Sorry.
It gives a negative connotation. It's a piece of cloth.
All right. Fine. Why is it not makabel tumah? They said it could be maybe it's less than 3x3, I suppose. We're going about that in Perikov Zayin. Okay. Shmato. Sorry. Arizal Shneor was made of paper. Paper back then was like papyrus or those things are makabel tumah. How do they get out of that? Okay, the pirates went to Kli or. Oh, because Orzal Makabatom has a base kibble. Right. Okay. Now, kosher machine, you tie it with a rope, and you plaster it on the sides, hits all that works. Okay, if you tie it with a rope, then you don't have to seal on top because these things are solid. They don't have holes, they're not so holy. But you have to seal it well on the sides. Okay. Mishnah, hey. You with me?
Yep.
Chavis. A barrel that got broken in one place. And you know charis, but you still have a seal. The zephes shalomet is the zephes, the inner lining of the zephes of tar is still intact.
Resin.
Okay, I don't know what resin is, but resin. All these materials. All right. So zok the Mishnah v'chein. Kvoisim shel morius kvoisim that hold morius. Or kvoisim. Earthenware jugs that hold morius. All right. And you sealed the top with gypsum. But did you not seal it all over the rim? But below the rim, in below the rim, below the mouth. So the rim is sticking out above it. So says the Mishnah, Yehuda says, "Ina matzilin chomer matzilin." Chom say, "Some psil, why not?" Yehuda says, "No, it's not. Why not? I'll tell you what." Says Yehuda, "Tzamer psil needs to be a love. It has to be on top of the kli. In both these cases, the stima is below the walls of the kli. In the first case, it's inner from the walls of the chavis. In the second case, it's below the mouth. So both cases, it does not work. It does not work." Chomer matzilin, chom don't have this drasha. Okay. Weiter. Mishnah Vav. Chavis shenikva, chavis got a hold of the shemarim, it got sealed with the shemarim, with the dregs, with the sediment, hitzilu, that works. What's the chiddush? Even though it happened on its own. No? What's the chiddush? It happened on its own, yeah.
First case.
Yeah, even though it happened by its own, yeah. Kikaka bizamaira, you stopped it with a vine. Hachimereach minat stodin. It's not a stima until you also put, you seal it with clay or anything like that from the sides. You have to stick it on very well to the edges of the hole to ensure that stays in place. Okay. If there were two, Adjimare Yachmin at Stadin, Ubain's Moira Lechaverto. If there were two reeds, if there were two reeds, it does not work. Until what? Until you seal it from the sides and in between the two vines. Okay. Right, there's like the Mishnah, because that makes a good seal. Neser shunasan al piatan, or if you have a board, they put on the top of your oven to seal it. Merech minat stodin hitzil, and you seal it from the sides. That works. You seal it and it works. Hayishna, we have two boards. Merech minat stodin, ubeslachayit, seal it on the sides in between the two. Fair enough. Okay. Asan b'sinin. If you're mechaber the two boards with sinin, what do they say it is? Shavings of a bush that are sticky. I don't know what this is exactly.
Or
shugman. Shugman, that's an unusual word. Shugman, what is it? Shavings of reeds that are sticky. I never knew shavings of bushes or regrass are sticky. Echweisnisht. There's other pshatim they say over here. I'm saying it's like a little pegs that you put in. Okay, these things seal it, and that would prevent you from requiring, that would preclude you from necessitating the tit. Okay, good. All right, so the Eimon Tzarech Le'merech Menem, so you don't seal in the middle because you have this instead. Okay, Lamagin Baiter. Okay, for this Mishnah, we need to give an introduction. We're now up to Mishnah Zion. Okay, this is new for today. All right, so let's go over some rules. We have the Hatzal of Tzamer Psil. Tzamer Psil says that the kli and what's inside the kli is protected, even though it's an oil amase, because it's sealed. Okay? There's another type of Hatzalah from Tumah, referred to as oel, that is an exit barrier from Tumah and prevents Tumah from penetrating through the oel. Okay. What are the rules of these things? Well, the Mishnah always tells us the rule of Ohel. It tells us that an Ohel that's a Kli, or an Ohel that is supported by a Kli, is not a Chatzitza. Got that? Say that one more time. An Ohel that is a Kli, or an Ohel that's supported by a Kli, is not a Chatzitza. That would disqualify you from the barrier called Ohel. Oel and Kli, they don't meet. You have some Basil in a Kli, but you can't have oil in a Kli. That's what you have to know. Now you have to know something else. A tanor made out of earthenware, sometimes considered a Kli, and if it's a Kli, the only mechanism that would be available would be some Basil. Okay. sometimes it's not a kli, and it can be an ohel. If it's an ohel, then it doesn't have to have a sealed lip. It's different rules. What's the question? How do we decide if an oven is an ohel or it's a kli and then it's summoned psil? Well, a new one that has not yet been completed is not a kli, but it could be an ohel if it's covered and has an airspace of tefach by tefach, a cubic tefach. A tanner that's already been completed and already been used is a kli at this point. It cannot have a din ohel, but could have a din of summoned psil. Our mission to discuss a very interesting case, a very complex case. You have a new one and an old one together, and one cover for both. In each case, you're going to have to ask yourself, is there OL, is there some psil, is there both, is there neither? What do you have? Okay. Fine. It says the mission like this. Tanra yashan besoich hachadosh. The old is in the inside, the new is on the outside. So you had an old one, then you made a new one around it. That would probably be the natural way to do things. Okay. The old one inside is a kli. The new one outside is an ohel. All right. What else do you have? You have usrida al pi hayoshan. Remember, the yoshan is on the inside. Srida is this upside down, is this luach of, it's a board made of pottery. Use it for kneading dough and for covering an oven. It was put on the old one in the inside. Okay? It was put on the inside. I'm sorry, Nachum. It was put on the Tanur Yashan. It was put on the inside, yeah. And then this a mace came into this room where it was located. All right. This Srida was not stuck on with tit. Tzamed psil would not be available to it because it's not stuck on. However, it's covering the new one, which is the out, which is on the outside, and that's an ohel, and that saves everything. Then you're good. So what does the mission say? What's the halacha? Nital Yashin, if you take the old one and Srinu Feles, the Srinu would fall down, meaning it's being supported by the inner one, it's being supported by the old one. It means only really covering the inner one. Then it cannot be an OL. Because it's being supported by the inner one. Then therefore I call Tameh. If when you would take out the inner oven, the Srinu would fall down, meaning because the outer rim is too wide, and the Srid would fall down, then everything is Tameh. Why? Because you can't consider the outer one an ohel. Because it's not supporting it. Because this would be an ohel on Nismach al Kli. Oh, that's why. Because you want to make the Srid an ohel, it's an ohel on Nismach al Kli. An ohel that's Nismach al Kli is Nishkin oil. That's why. I thought it was just it's not an ohel because it's not resting on the outer one. That's not what they say. It's a different part. It's an ohel on Nismach al Kli. Good. Some psil you're not going to have because it's not tight. If that's your mom's tight. Summit. Vim lav. And if you take away the middle one, the outer one still stands holding it. So then it is being somech nismach on the outer one. And therefore what Rabbi say? Therefore it is an oil. The outer one is yeah an oil. Right? And therefore a koltar. Chadosh besoich hayoshon, usrida al pi hayoshon. Now let's do the opposite. The new one you brought in underneath the outer one, you put it underneath and it's now in the middle. Chadosh is besoich hayoshon. The inner is inside. Usrida, again, so the yoshon is outside. Got that, everybody say? The yoshon is outside. Usrida al pi yoshon. The usrida is on the yoshon. So let's think about this for a second. The inner one is the oil. The outer one is the kli. Your srida is on the outside. Im emin chodesh the srida b'seh tevach kol shebechodesh tar. Okay. Says the Mishnah, if there is less than a tefach of space between the chadash inside and the srida, then what's inside the chadash is tar from din ohel. You can have it din ohel, but it's being supported by the yashon, it's being supported by the kli. How does that work? Let's see. They say like this: if it's less than a tefach between the inner one and the srida, so then we look at the srida as if it's an ohel. Nachman. I lost my train of thought. If it's less than a tefach between the inner one and the srida, the inner one again is chadash. So that could be an ohel. So we say it's, if it's on the inner one, that's a big chiddush. But if it's more than a tefach, then not an ohel. It's not holding it though. I don't understand something. It's being sumach on the yashan. The yashan's a kli. But they say no, it's as if it's not being sumach on the yashan. It's less than tefach, it's not being sumach on the yashan. What is the pshat in this? The vada one's for sure, tell me. Because it's not an ohel and the kli doesn't sell him psil. Oh, they say, okay, let's see. When there's less than a tefach, the inner one's concerned ohel, even though the gag of the ohel is being supported by the outer one, which is a kli. The answer is that it's not needed. Because it wouldn't be needed. Even if you take it, it would be supported without it. So that's why it's not a problem. Okay, that's what they say. Okay, I think we're going to leave it here. This last one is a little bit complex. And tomorrow's Aleph is a short one, so we'll be okay. We're gonna leave for tomorrow. We're gonna leave Yud Ches for tomorrow. So I have to remember that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.